Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today is Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. I'm Professor Paolo, and I'm really looking forward to unpacking some incredible insights with you today.
And I'm Teacher Mariana, your guide for today's, well, linguistic adventure. We're so thrilled you're joining us for this deep dive.
Right. So our mission today, it's pretty clear. We're going to explore, really analyze the class notes from the latest English Conversations course. That's for Group T247.
Yes. And we're talking about our fantastic students, Douglas and Mario. And of course, sending our best wishes to Tiago and Ronaldo. We missed you in class.
We did. Now, this class, it focused on a couple of really important things. Reviewing some key grammar points, yeah.
Exactly. And introducing a really exciting new verb tense, the present perfect continuous, plus its key prepositions, since and for.
And the goal at Academia BSB. It's always practical, isn't it?
Absolutely. We want you to be able to use these structures, this vocabulary, right away. You know, in your real life, at work. That's our unique approach to teaching English.
That's right. And for anyone just joining us, Academia BSB is an online English school specifically designed for Brazilians. Mm-hmm. We're really all about providing that shortcut, you know, helping you get truly well-informed, making sure you get those aha moments without feeling overloaded with information.
Definitely. And today we're aiming for this dynamic analytical style. Think of it like a BBC news report, maybe. Get ready for some surprising facts, maybe a few laughs. It's going to be an exciting journey through language.
And as we go through these notes, we'll keep coming back to a really important theme. How can you improve your English pronunciation, but without losing your identity? You know, how do you maintain your Brazilian roots? Mm. That's what we want to explore. How can we make these notes really come alive for you? Mm. Okay, so let's start right at the beginning, the fundamentals. We're going to shift focus now to the building blocks of sound, those sounds that are just so crucial for clear communication in English.
It really is amazing, isn't it, how these tiny sounds shape meaning. So yeah, think of this part as our little investigative report, looking into the essence of clear speech.
Right. From our past class, we had some words that are really key for pronunciation. Listen closely. Some of these sounds, well, they can be tricky for Brazilian Portuguese speakers. I'll read a few. Largest customer consultant.
You know, it's interesting. For many Brazilian Portuguese speakers, that R sound, take arrival versus arrive, they can feel similar. But in English, arrival has that softer vowel sound before the R, almost neutral, while arrive. That has a long I sound right at the start. It's different.
Yeah, subtle but different.
Or think about ready versus read. Same spelling in the past tense, but different sound, different meaning. Ready, prepared, read, the action is done. These small differences, they really matter.
And what about quite versus quiet?
Yes. That little E sound in quiet makes all the difference. Turns one syllable into two, almost. And of course, cough versus coffee. The O sound changes everything. Getting these distinctions right is, well, it's vital for being understood properly in English. Okay, now for the words from the current class. Remember, good pronunciation, it is key for being understood. But I really want to stress this. It's about clarity.
Right.
It's not about erasing your unique, beautiful voice.
Exactly. Your Brazilian accent is part of who you are.
We celebrate that. We really do. We're just aiming for clear communication. So let's practice a few. Listen to the word. Then I'll say a sentence. Then the word again. Okay. Nature. I love spending time in nature. Future. What are your plans for the future? Future. Brazilian culture is rich. Adventure. Sailing is a big adventure. Largest. That was the largest fish I ever saw. Largest. I've known him since childhood. Since. Journey. It was a long journey. True spoken. The sea was calm today. Sea. Small. It's just a small problem. A small. Trip. How was your trip? Trip spoken. English is widely spoken. Spoken. Small problem. Flown. Have you ever flown in a helicopter? Flown. Leapt. The cat leapt onto the table, leapt, found, I found my keys, found it. Sleep, did you sleep well?
Sleepy.
Okay, great. Now let's zero in on something subtle but really crucial. That's the T sound at the end of words. In Portuguese, sometimes it's softened or almost disappears, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in English, it's often there, a very subtle, sometimes stopped sound. Listen carefully for that crisp, final T accepted. Smallest, mark it was will. Minofity once collect. Ho, smart, leapt, you hear it. Yes, it's distinct. And the same goes for the D sound at the end. It's not that soft G sound you might sometimes hear in Portuguese. It's a clear, short sound. Trusted instead. Unexpected. Cooked.
Getting those final T's and D's right really does boost clarity, doesn't it?
It really does. It helps your message land clearly. And again, it's about enhancing communication, not changing who you are. It's about adding clarity while keeping your identity. Okay, let's move on from sounds to the words themselves. These are, you know, the building blocks, what we use to express ourselves, like the colors on your palette when you paint.
That's a great analogy. Vocabulary really helps you paint clearer pictures, doesn't it? Makes you sound like a master storyteller, crafting these vivid scenes. So from our current class, we had some really useful vocabulary, words like tie, fisherman, sportsman, boat, athlete, competitive.
Let's just quickly unpack what these mean. Simple synonyms can help. A tie, that's like a connection or a bond. Fisherman, well, people who catch fish, pretty straightforward. A sportsman, someone who plays sports. Often used for men, traditionally.
Right, and athlete is maybe more general.
Exactly. Athlete is a great general term for a person skilled in sports, male or female. A boat is a small vessel for water travel. Simple enough. And competitive. That just means really wanting to win, having that drive.
Okay, here's a little trivia nugget for you about athlete. It actually comes from ancient Greek, from a word that meant contest or prize. So it connects right back to the idea of challenge and achievement. Pretty cool.
That is cool. See, language has history. Now, we all know practice is crucial, and doing exercises really helps make things stick. You all did fantastic work on the vocabulary activities from the past class. We won't read out every single answer, obviously, but let's hit some key takeaways, because this is where your hard work really shows. So, activity one, matching words like leapt and gathered with meanings. What's the aha moment here? Well, think about leapt. It suggests something quick, agile, maybe even sudden, more dynamic than just saying jumped high, right?
Yeah, it adds flavor.
Exactly. It helps you choose the perfect word, not just one that's okay.
And activity two, filling sentences, using words like gathered and spoken. It's about fitting the right action into the story's context. DeRoyo and Maglass have gathered shells from a hidden cove. It just makes their discovery feel more vivid.
Then activity three, with words like goldmine and workaholic, these aren't just definitions, are they? They paint pictures. Goldmine for a super successful company, workaholic for someone who works constantly. What's fascinating is how English uses single words for these complex ideas.
Makes descriptions much richer, like calling a business idea a goldmine. Much more impactful than just profitable.
Definitely. Activity four had words like improvise and thrive. Improvise creating on the spot, thrive growing really well. Again, words that unlock a deeper level of expression for you.
And activity five, choosing the best option, practicing choices like forward or fix. These seem simple, but they're essential for clear meaning. Like, he leaned forward to hear, small word, big impact on the meaning.
Mm-hmm. Then activity six, how much versus how many? A classic sticking point. Remember, how many for countable things? Chairs, books, emails. How much for uncountable things? Sugar, money, time. It's about making that simple distinction clearly.
Simple but important.
And finally, activity seven, writing sentences. The goal here is simple. Put these words into your context. Make them yours. For to give up, you might write, never give up on your dreams. It's about making the language active and personal for you.
Okay, let's introduce this next section. This is all about putting words into action, showing how context really changes everything. Even small differences in how we use language, they can make communication perfectly clear or confusing.
Right. Think of this bit like a mini talk show segment. We'll demonstrate some real-life conversation snippets. We're going to explore those little nuances that really bring English to life. Let's kick off with the difference between to be married and to get married. It seems simple, but...
That catches people out sometimes, yeah.
Exactly. So to be married, that describes a state, a current condition. Right now.
Mm-hmm. So using the present simple tense, you'd say, I am married. It tells us your relationship status right now.
Exactly. Whereas to get married, that describes the action, the event, something that happened at a specific time in the past, usually.
Right. So for that, you'd typically use the past simple, like I got married in 1974. It points to the event itself, the wedding day. Okay, let's try a quick role play. Adopts a light conversational tone. So, Mariana, are you married?
Responds warmly. Yes, I am married.
Shifts tone slightly. Sounds inquisitive. And Paula, when did you get married?
Sounds reflective. Understanding those little differences makes conversations flow so much more easily. It makes everything easily understandable. It's quite amazing, really.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Just before the break, we covered some really crucial ground, didn't we? Sharpening pronunciation, expanding vocabulary, and looking at language usage in real-life situations.
We did. And, you know, it reminds me of a little joke. Why did the English teacher break up with the grammar book?
Uh-oh. Why?
He just had too many issues.
Sound of a chuckle. That's a good one. Very appropriate. But speaking of issues, or rather structures, let's dive into the real core of today's deep dive, mastering grammar. And we're especially excited about the present perfect continuous.
We are. But first, let's back up slightly and solidify the past participle. We touched on this in Unit 23. Think of it as the done or finished form of a verb. It's less about when something happened and more about the state or the result of the action. That's why it's so incredibly versatile.
Yeah, it's fundamental for those compound tenses.
Heck yeah.
Like the present perfect, he has worked with an insurance company, shows relevance to now.
Yeah.
Or the past perfect, he had worked there before he got his present job, connects two past points.
Exactly. And it's form. Well, often it's regular. Just add ed, like worked or expressed. But English loves its irregularities, doesn't it? Puts stays put, do becomes done. Come is came in the past simple, but back to come for the past participle. And we usually use it with have or has in perfect tenses.
And it's absolutely crucial for passive sentences too, using be. Like your example, the telescope was invented by Galileo Galilei. The focus is on the telescope, what was done to it.
Right. And don't forget its use as an adjective, describing things or feelings. Remember, you'd say, he seemed very interested, using the participle, not interest. Or, it was relaxing holiday. The holiday caused the relaxation. You were relaxed because the holiday was relaxing.
Ah, that ed versus adjective distinction is key.
It is. And you put broken glass in the bin, not break glass. You have a written agreement, not a right agreement. We weren't interested in the plans. You can't get back money that is spent.
Yeah.
These details, they make communication so much clearer.
Definitely. Now, building on that, let's revisit the present perfect simple from Unit 27, especially how we use it with how long, for, and since. Remember, everyone, for tells us about a duration, a period of time, like they've been here for 2 hours, a length of time.
Mm-hmm. And since, that tells us the starting point. The action started back then, and it continues right up until now. They have been here since 4 o'clock. Think of that timeline. Action starts at 4 o'clock, continues to now, since marks the start.
Got it. And a quick tip we mentioned, you don't use for before all, right?
Yeah.
You say, I've been ill all week, not for all week.
Correct. And we have those really common expressions, don't we? I've known them for ages, or we've lived next door since we were children. It smoothly connects the past right up to the present moment. And remember, you can't ask, did you live here since you were a baby? That mixes tenses.
Right. It has to be.
Have you lived here since you were a baby? Because it's about an ongoing state from the past until now.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
The moment we've been building up to, the grand introduction, the present perfect continuous from Unit 29. This tense is just so powerful for talking about ongoing actions, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And the form is pretty straightforward once you see it. It's just subject plus have has plus been plus verbing. We use it for actions that started in the past and are still happening now. Or maybe they just finished, but you can see the results.
Like muddy shoes after gardening.
Exactly. Like that. So, affirmative example. I have been running for half an hour. Maybe I look tired. Negative. She hasn't been studying French long. Interrogative. Have you been studying English for over 6 months? And based on our class notes image, you could answer, yes, I have been studying English for over 6 months. Or, no, I haven't been studying Japanese for more than 6 months.
Okay, fantastic. Now, let's tackle some of those tricky spots. Common mistakes students make. What about this one? I have been studying maths today. Sounds almost right.
It does sound close, doesn't it? And that's the trap. The issue there is studied. After have been, we need the ing form for the continuous, so it must be studying. I have been studying maths today. Think of it like the action is still, well, continuing or just finished with present relevance.
Ah, okay. The ing shows that in progress or just finished feel. Got it. So it's different from the simple perfect, which focuses more on the completed result, yeah.
Precisely. You've nailed it. Okay, next one. You has been listening to lecture about science. What's wrong here?
You has. My instinct says that's not quite right.
Your instinct is spot on. It's about subject-verb agreement. You always takes have, not has, even though it's singular you. So it should be. You have been listening.
Good catch. Okay, how about this one? Miss Williams has been teaching all day. Correct or incorrect?
That was perfect. Miss Williams is singular, is correct, has been teaching shows The Action Continued all day long. It works.
Okay. And Susan is doing her homework all evening.
Something's missing there, isn't it?
It feels like it.
It needs been. The structure is has plus been plus ing. So Susan has been doing her homework all evening. You need them, Matt.
Right. The been is essential for the continuous part. Okay, last one. David and Jackie have been trying to work.
That one looks good. David and Jackie are plural. They, so have is correct, have been trying shows their ongoing effort. That's perfectly fine. Great. Now let's quickly loop present perfect continuous back to our friends. Since and for, you can absolutely use them here too. I have been studying at academia for 1 year. That counts the duration, the period.
Or I have been studying at academia since 2024.
Oh.
That gives the specific starting point in the past.
Exactly. Same logic applies. Think about these examples. I've been dating the same woman for 40 years, duration. Or since 1973, start point. I've been playing football since 1990, start point. Or for 20 years, duration. I've been cooking since 2011, or for 10 years. I've been taking care of my children for 8 years, or since 2018. See the pattern?
Yeah, it's consistent. So what does this all mean for you, our listener?
Well, understanding this grammar, especially the present perfect continuous, is just so crucial for talking about ongoing experiences, things happening over time, in real life, at work. It really shows how Academia BSB gives you practical language tools you can use immediately. All right, let's shift gears a bit now. Let's see how all these pieces, the grammar, the sounds, the words, how they actually come alive, you know, in stories, in real situations. This is where language really becomes an adventure.
Mm-hmm. So for our reading text, Sailing Through the Endless Blue, we're going to frame this a bit like a talk show debate. We'll analyze how the story uses the grammar we've just been digging into. And then for the watching activity, we'll switch to more of a news report analysis style. Sounds great. Let's dive into Sailing Through the Endless Blue. What an evocative title. It's an adventure story that perfectly uses the tenses we've been discussing. I'll read it out.
Okay, listen carefully, everyone. Reads text clearly, slightly slower pace. Dario and Maglas have always dreamed of exploring the Pacific Ocean. For years, they have been planning their journey, gathering maps, repairing their old boat, and learning about the sea. The two friends have gone on small trips along the coast before, but nothing like this grand adventure. For the past month, they have been sailing across the endless blue waters of the Pacific. They have met fishermen on distant islands, have drunk fresh coconut water, and have spoken with locals who have shared ancient legends of the sea. Every day, Dario and Maglas have been discovering new things. Strange birds that have flown beside their boat, dolphins that have leapt from the waves, and even a hidden cove where they have found colorful shells. For the past month, they have been sailing across the endless blue waters of the Pacific. They've met fishermen on distant islands, have drunk fresh coconut water, and have spoken with locals who have shared ancient legends of the sea. Every day, Dario and Maglas have been discovering new things, but it has not been easy. Storms have broken their mast twice, and they have fought strong winds that almost turned the boat over. At night, while the stars have shone above them, they have been thinking about home and wondering when they might return. For the past month, they have been sailing across the endless blue waters of the Pacific. They have met fishermen on distant islands, have drunk fresh coconut water, and have spoken with locals who have shared ancient legends of the sea. Every day, Dario and Maglas have been discovering new things. For the past few weeks, they have been enjoying every moment of their journey, even with the difficulties. They have been learning not only about the ocean, but also about themselves. Through every challenge, they have grown stronger and more confident. Their friends back home are waiting eagerly because Dario and Maglas have been sending messages with tales of their adventures since they left the harbor. No one knows how much longer they will sail, but one thing is certain. They have been living the adventure of a lifetime.
Wow. What a journey. Okay, yes. Let's unpack this paragraph by paragraph. Paragraph one. For years, they have been planning their journey. Perfect present. Perfect continuous, right? Shows that long, ongoing preparation leading up to now.
Absolutely. And then they have gone on small trips. That's present perfect simple.
Right. Completed actions, but they're relevant. They're experience for the big trip.
Exactly. It's not just about the continuous planning. It's also about the experience they've already accumulated. It shows their commitment, doesn't it? Both the long-term planning and the past actions building towards this.
Good point. Okay, paragraph two. Starts with, since last month, they have been sailing. Ongoing action. And then a whole series of experiences. Have met, have drunk, have spoken, have found. Simple perfect, but also have been discovering. Continuous. It's a real mix.
It is. And that mix perfectly captures the richness of their experience during the journey. If it just used simple past, they met, they drank, they spoke, it would feel like a list. Done. Finished. But the present perfect forms connect it all to the present of their ongoing journey. It makes it feel alive. It really raises an important question, doesn't it? How does the choice of tense actually change how we feel the story?
It definitely makes it feel more immediate. Now, paragraph 3 tackles the challenges. Storms have broken their masts. They have fought strong winds, completed difficulties. But then they've been thinking about home. Present perfect continuous shows that ongoing reflection, the mental side, even amidst the tough times.
Exactly. Even when things are hard, the continuous form highlights that endurance. Their thoughts, their feelings, they continue. It shows the internal journey happening alongside the physical one. Connecting this to the bigger picture, it reveals the mental adventure too.
Right. And paragraphs 4 and 5 bring in resilience. For the past few weeks, they have been enjoying, have been learning ongoing positive experiences now.
Mm-hmm. And focus on have grown stronger. Simple, perfect result, but also have been sending messages and, crucially, have been living the adventure. That continuous aspect really underscores the process, the transformation, the ongoing nature of their epic story. It's not just what they did, but what they have been doing, what they are doing.
Fantastic analysis. Now let's quickly run through those comprehension questions just to reinforce. Question 1, what have they been doing since last month? Answer B, sailing the Pacific. Have been sailing. Question 2, how long have they been planning? Answer C. For years. For years they have been planning.
Question 3. Which sentence uses present perfect continuous correctly? Answer C. They have been discovering new things every day. Have been plus ings.
Question 4. What have they been sending since they left? Answer B. Messages. Have been sending messages.
And question 5. Choose for or since. Dario and Maglis have been learning about the ocean they started the trip. It's B, since. Because they started the trip is a specific starting point.
Perfect. See how understanding the grammar helps understand the text?
Absolutely. Now let's shift to the watching section. This was fascinating. We looked at that interaction between the influencers Aisha Speed and Luva de Pajero.
Yeah, and what really jumped out was the misunderstanding, clearly caused by pronunciation differences, especially those T's, D's. The short I versus long E sounds. Those things we practiced earlier, they were really highlighted there.
And this ties directly back to our main theme today, doesn't it? Improving your pronunciation, it's about being understood. It's about clarity. It's absolutely not about erasing your accent or sounding like someone else entirely.
Right. Luva de Pedrero's Brazilian accent is part of his identity.
Exactly. And that's wonderful. The goal is simply clear communication, not imitation. What's fascinating here is seeing how individual sounds can sometimes create communication challenges, but also how they reflect who we are. The question is, how do we honor our identity and ensure our message gets across clearly to a global audience?
That's the balance we're aiming for. Okay, let's move towards wrapping up the skills. Let's transition to the active side, speaking. This is where it all comes together. Grammar, pronunciation, vocabulary in real time.
Mm-hmm. And a key insight here, something really important to practice, is not just what sounds you make, but your pace of speaking. Speaking too fast, people can't keep up, too slow, they might lose interest. Finding that comfortable, clear rhythm, that's crucial for effective communication.
And that relates to what our teacher did in class, right? Spending time identifying the students' most common mistakes.
Precisely. That's a core part of the Academia BSB method, pinpoint the areas for growth. And that's why a specific text was suggested, like a quiet morning barbecue from the writing section. It wasn't just random reading. It provided real-life examples, context where students could apply everything they're learning. The goal is to see that evolution, class after class. This raises an important question for you listening. How can you make sure your pace helps your message shine, regardless of your accent?
That's a great point. And think about famous talk show hosts like Oprah Winfrey here in the U.S. or maybe Jimmy Fallon. They are masters of pace, aren't they? They use rhythm and pauses to engage huge, diverse audiences, and they do it with their own natural accents. It shows that clear, well-paced speaking really does transcend accent. It's about connection.
Beautifully put. And speaking of connection and progress, we are just so incredibly proud of our students, Douglas, Mario, and really the whole of Group T247. Seeing your development, your conquests, and moving from CEFRL level A2 up towards B1, it's truly remarkable. Inspire.
It really is. And remember, everyone, Academia BSB has its unique methodology.
Yeah.
And doing your homework, that's a really vital part of making it work for you. Now, for those who want to dive even deeper, here are those bibliographic references again. I'll read them clearly and slowly so you can note them down if you wish. First, https://students.academiafgsb.com.brwp-content-uploads-22506-academia-bsb-dsb-grammar, CESB-grammar, A2T-247-2OE-0618-unit-27, present-perfect-simple.pdf.
Take your time writing that down.
Next one, https://students.academiafgsb.com.brwp-content-uploads-22506-academia-bsb-grammar, CAFRL, A2T-247-20C-30-6-Rion-Unit-23-PastParticiple.pdf.
That's Unit 23 on the past participle.
And the last one for today, https://students.academiabsb.com.brwp-content-uploads-22506-academia-bsb-grammar-CFRL-A2T-247-24722618-unit29-present-perfect-continuous.pdf.
Unit 29, the star of today's show. So please don't forget your next great adventure, your homework. It really is how you make all this learning stick, your chance to practice and own it.
Absolutely. And looking ahead, get ready for the Upcoming Linguistics Scope. Next class, we dive into Scene 5 Business Proposal. It features a really dynamic dialogue between Tiago and Mario. Listen to this. It adopts a slightly edgy, business-like tone for Tiago. You've got heart, Mario, and that smell. It's nostalgia in a cup. But you need capital. I'll invest, but I want 45%.
Shifts to a more grounded, determined tone for Mario. I'd rather sell my old pilot wings than give up that much. This place is mine. It's my second takeoff, not a corporate landing pad. So, the big question, the cliffhanger for next time. What bold choice is Mario going to make? Will he take that investment? Or will he try to chart a completely new course on his own? You'll just have to join us for the next deep dive to find out.
It's going to be good, you know, thinking about all this. Communication, understanding, negotiation, it connects to those bigger questions, doesn't it? In the grand tapestry of human connection, we often ponder the real essence of understanding. Is it just about getting the words right, or is it something far, far deeper? Something about empathy, shared goals, seeing the other person's perspective. It's a huge philosophical discussion, really.
It truly is. And that leads us right back to the heart of everything we believe in and strive for at Academia BSB, our motto, if you will. It is not only about the language, it is all about communication.